Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I'm going to talk about what a narcissist do when they're not around you, okay? A lot of times narcissists, they give you a lot of BS. They tell you they're working. They tell you they're watching TV. They tell you they're home, you know, watching a movie. They're reading a book. They're just relaxing. They're sleeping. But narcissists are very sneaky, and especially the covert narcissist. So what do narcissists do when they're not around you? They're going to do everything that they could do when you're not around to get away with things, okay? So what a narcissist is going to do, the first thing they're going to do is be contacting other supply. They're going to be all over social media. They're going to upload their apps that they delete when they're around you, because this is what a narcissist does. They delete the apps they have when they're around you, and then when you leave, let's say you go to work, they upload the app and they're on the apps and they're talking. It could be the dating apps. It could be, you know, other social media apps that they tell you they're not on. Oh, I don't do social media. Meanwhile, they're on social media under another name, okay? So they go on the apps and this is their line of communication and they're hunting out supply. What are they doing? They're inboxing. They're texting supplies that they have. They're trying to build their connections. They're trying to build that backup plan so that if things don't work out with you or you cause a fight with them and they get mad, the way they're going to pay you back is to go with another supply, okay? Or when they start to see things aren't going well in the relationship with you, they've got their backup in place. That's one thing that a narcissist does when they're not with you. Another thing a narcissist does when they're not with you is they may reach out to their old exes, okay? Why? Because they're comfortable with their exes. Maybe they're still communicating with their exes. This is why narcissists like to still be friends with their exes, because they want to keep you around. A lot of times the ex may have let the narcissist go and the narcissist is still trying to get that ex back. And that's why when things break down with you, you find out all of a sudden they're back with their ex. Well, it was never over with their ex because they were still emotionally attached to that ex, and they never told you that. They just told you they were single or they were on a break with their ex, and now they're getting back with their ex. So they may reach out, they may hoover their exes and see if their exes still care. Why? Because that ex may have a supply that they want. Could be sex, it could be money, or something along those lines, and also for their ego. They need to feel like they're still wanted by their exes, okay? They don't ever want to feel shame, and they don't want to feel the shame that they got, you know, discarded by their ex. So when they reach out to their ex and their ex gives them any kind of attention, it feeds their ego in feeling like, well, you know, my ex still wants me, okay? The other thing that a narcissist may do when they're not with you is, you know, drinking, drugging, and, you know, porn, okay? They're doing things that you are against. So narcissists constantly need pleasure. They're miserable people inside. They're empty inside. They're not satisfied with themselves. So what do they want to do? They want to make themselves feel good. So they may be drinking when they're not with you, running to the liquor store. They may be doing drugs. They may be watching porn and they know you don't like porn. So they're doing all the things that they're not supposed to be doing when they're not with you, okay? Now, another thing that a narcissist may do when they're not with you is smear you behind your back. Even if the relationship is going well with you and the narcissist, that narcissist still loves to smear you, okay? Understand this, that narcissist is still talking about you even when the relationship is going well, because a narcissist is a nitpicker and they need to go run to their flying monkeys, which could be their family, their friends, or exes that they still keep in contact, and they feel the urge to talk about you. They love to talk about you. By putting you down makes them feel better. They may say something like, oh, you know, she's such a slob. She doesn't clean up the house. Or, you know, she's so insecure. Or she has trust issues. They're going to gossip and talk badly about you to their flying monkeys. And their flying monkeys, of course, are their supporters. You know, a lot of times the flying monkeys are covert narcissists themselves, and they're going to give that narcissist, you know, their support, and the narcissist, they're going to give the narcissist validation, and they're going to give the narcissist juice to feel that they're justified in everything that they say, so that when they have a fight with you, they know that there's backers in their corner that agree with them. That gives them their power. They know people agree with them. See, because a narcissist is so insecure, a narcissist can't stand alone. They need to know that there's outside people that, you know, support them and agree with them and validate them. So they love to smear you, okay? Constantly, constantly love to smear you behind your back. Like I said, even when the relationship's going well, they're talking about you. And understand this, those flying monkeys know everything that's going on in your relationship, okay? Even though the narcissist, you know, they're such hypocrites. They'll say to you something like, listen, keep this relationship just between us, okay? Like if we have a fight, don't go talking to your mother or other people or your best friend. You know, keep it between us. This is what they tell you, and yet they do the opposite. And what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to run to their flying monkeys and tell them everything. But they don't want you to have supporters. They try to isolate you from your supporters, your family, your friends, or anybody else that's going to validate you or agree with you. So this is the double standard of the narcissist. It's okay for them to talk about you behind your back, but you better not do it, okay? So that's what a narcissist will do. Other things that narcissists do is they may go out and say that they're home, okay? Maybe they're going out to the gym, they're flirting at the gym, maybe they're chatting away at the grocery store, they're out, a lot of them are flirtatious, they're trying to see in their own area, you know, if there's any kind of potential supply there. So narcissists hate to sit in the house. Most of the time, they hate to sit in the house, all right? Unless they're just so extremely tired from running from supply to supply, they'll be out a lot. Narcissists will be out a lot. Other things too, narcissists, one of the biggest excuses they use is they tell you they're going to sleep, all right? This is if you're not living with them. They tell you, oh, I'm so tired, I'm going to go to sleep. And what's the first thing they do? They go out, all right? So narcissists, when they're not with you, they're out and about, okay? They're at their watering holes to find supply, okay? And that could be, you know, supply, meaning, you know, romantic supply, their lust, they're looking for sex, they're looking for other supply for money, or they could be, their supply could be drugs and alcohol, okay? But they're looking for something to give them that lift, that oxytocin lift in their brain. Narcissists can't deal with boredom. They hate being in the house, okay? So they're always going to be constantly on the go, all right? The other thing a narcissist may be doing when they're not with you is be at the other supplies house. And this is why a narcissist, 9 times out of 10, ghosts you, because they're with the other supply. They could be at the other supply's house and they can't pick up the phone, so they ghost you. And then what happens? The next day they tell you that their phone died. They tell you that they went to sleep. You know, they didn't hear the ringer was off. You know, the connection was off. They make up these excuses. They gaslight you when they were with the other supply. And what a lot of times a narcissist that has cheated on you, the one thing that you'll notice with these narcissists, if they ghost you and then they cheat on you, when as soon as they talk to you, they'll tell you how much they love you, okay? And that actually happened to me when I was dealing with a malignant narcissist. He ghosted me for 2 days, and he came back after 2 days, and he was like, oh, you know, I didn't have my phone or the Wi-Fi and everything like that. And what did he do? He love bombed me, and he was telling me how much he loved me and everything. And what did my homegirl tell me? She says to me, he just cheated on you. Okay? He just cheated on you. So this is like very common of what narcissists do. After they ghost you and they cheat on you and they come back, They tell you how much they love you because what they're trying to do is deflect the fact that they ghosted you. They don't want to take accountability for that. They don't want to answer to that. So what do? They love bomb you. They hit you with that gushy shit so that you're so, ooh, they love me so much. Oh, okay, they weren't feeling good. So that you let it slide. You let it slide. So if a narcissist comes back, you guys, and they're telling you how much they love you after they ghosted you, 9 times out of 10, they just cheated on you, okay? Just thought I'd let you guys know that little tip there, all right? Real life experience. See, these are things that you can never know reading a narcissist handbook, all right? Or not reading up on narcissism. This is things that you have to really experience in life in order to know, okay? So the people that know about narcissism the best are the ones that went through it, lived through the abuse, okay? That's why we're able to tell you to watch out for these things. So you guys, these are all things that a narcissist will do when they're alone. Another thing, and this is a big one, you guys, and this again actually happened to me. 99% of the things that I podcast about, you guys, I have experienced, okay? So it's true story, and that's why I'm trying to let you guys know in on the game that these narcissists play. Another thing that a narcissist does when they're not with you is go through your drawers, go through your mail. They snoop around your place. They look to see what you have. Because a narcissist is not generally just about sex. I mean, some narcissists, some of them on the dating apps, they're out there just to hit it and quit it. They're there just for sex. But then you have the dangerous narcissists that are after your money, okay? So when you get involved with a dangerous narcissist who maybe, you know, is there for sex, but they also want the benefit of money, they're going to be snooping around your place to see what you have. Do you have jewelry? Do you have money? They're going to be looking at your bank statements if they're out. They may go on your computer, okay? And this brings me to the other thing. They may steal something out of your house, okay? Or, you know, it could be money, it could be jewelry, it could be anything, all right, that they see that they feel entitled to take because, you know, they're a narcissist and they feel entitled and they feel like, you know, they deserve it. These are the things that they may do. They may snoop around your house and rob you because narcissists are thieves. You've got to watch out for them, all right? But another thing that a narcissist will do is they're going to check up on you and see if you're cheating on them because they're paranoid. So they'll go on your computer, they'll go on anything that they could, they may go through your trash to look at your receipts, they may look at your credit card bills to see what you're spending on money or if you're out at restaurants or something like that. They're going to assume that you're doing shady shit because they're doing shady shit. So a narcissist, when they're not with you, is going to be trying to figure out if you are cheating on them or is going to be looking for some kind of evidence that you are cheating on them so that they could justify their cheating, okay? They may even reach out to your friends and family. There's a lot of dirty narcissists out there that may even hit on your friends when you're not around. They may inbox or they may want to look to hang out and go out with your friends. There's some dirty narcissists that are actually pedophiles. Not all narcissists are pedophiles, but all pedophiles are narcissists. And if you're a single parent and you have young kids, you got to be very careful. Don't bring anybody around your kids. That narcissist may be wanting to be chummy with your kids because they're a closet pedophile and they may be taking out your kids and grooming your kids, you know, because they're looking to do something wicked with your kid. So you can never, never, never trust a narcissist around your children. Never, okay? Unless you know, you can't trust anybody unless you know them at least a year. Don't bring anybody around your kids, all right? You'd be surprised. And the ones that are the nicest to your kids are the ones you got to watch out for, all right? So, because their interest should be in you, not your children. So if they're showing extra interest to your children, that is a red flag that you could be dealing with somebody that could be a pedophile, all right? And they're not there for sex from you, and they may not be there for money from you, but they're there to use and sexually assault your children. So be careful, all right? So a narcissist is basically going to do anything that you wouldn't want them to do when they're not with you, okay? They live secret lives. So when they're not with you too, they could be living that secret life and, you know, even having other supply to the house when you're at work or something like that. So they're very, very shady, you guys. So basically, when a narcissist is not with you, they are very devious. Most of the time, they're on social media trying to find other supply and backup supply to hit up when you're not around or to have that backup in case there's a problem with you. They know there's other people that are there that they could jump to when the relationship crumbles with you, or they're talking to their exes, or they're snooping through your drawers or looking to see what you have or looking to rob things if they can think they can get away with it, okay? Or they're drinking, drugging, or watching pornography, or they're smearing you, you know, to their flying monkeys, and, you know, the smart flying monkeys are beeping up their head. And lastly, they could also be out and about at places that they don't tell you that they're out. They could be at the local bar that they love to go to and be telling you that they're working or they're at home. So narcissists are always going to seek out some kind of pleasures, instant gratification that they could get, whether it's validation from other supply or the flying monkeys, or they may look for financial things like money from you. And they also feed off smearing you, okay, and talking about you behind your back. Narcissists, especially covert narcissists, love to gossip about you. So these are all the things that a narcissist is doing when they're not with you. I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.